was the Magdalen College choristers singing from the top of Magdalen Tower, because today is May Day!
It's the 1st of May.
It's the 1st of May, listeners, on Wednesday. Of course, it may not be the 1st of May when you're listening to this. You might be in another time altogether. But we wanted to bring you just a little snippet of what you missed out on, or maybe didn't miss out on, this morning in the centre of Oxford. So we went along, I and Anais here, and talked to one of the Morris dancers who were performing in the centre of Oxford this morning.
Hey, would you mind introducing yourself quickly?
I'm Ted, I'm the Fool, right. Oxford City Morris man. We've been coming here since well before I was born. I've been coming to Oxford May Morning since the 1970s.
Wow.
We just come and we have a party. Mm-hmm. We do our thing. Yeah. People are welcome to come and watch. We don't do retakes.
Have you always been the Fool, or is this
no,
a
no,
sort
no,
of
no, 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 no. Definitely best job in the
Ooh,
team.
Yeah.
Oh, you get to kiss all the girls.
Yeah. You say slapped as well sometimes.
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
So, what's the Fool's job then on the side?
To basically cause mayhem, keep everybody else in line, and, you know, keep people.
Fantastic.
And generally get underfoot.
So do you know which May Day this is for you then?
40-something.
40-something, wow.
Happy 40-something!
And do you expect to keep on doing it then?
As long as I can get as here in the morning. I've got knee troubles these days because Morris men get the same injuries as runners.
Yeah, and is this as good a May Day as the
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah,
well, I mean, we have a certain amount of day to finish yet. We will be adjourning very shortly to somewhere to continue our day.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's really
right.
Good.
Well,
enjoy your breakfast and your pipe.
Oh, well earned, I'm sure.
We will do, yeah. Shut up!
And there we have it. Of course, some of us did a little more May celebration than others. Isn't that right, Anais?
Some of us did indeed. Some of us have not slept and are at work recording a podcast for hundreds of people to listen to.
It's okay. I'll just pinch you every time you fall asleep. That's fine. But anyway, don't feel left out, though, if you do happen to have missed out on May morning. We have plenty of stuff going on, starting off with a festival.
All about May, is it?
Yeah, well, it is called the Oxford May Music Festival, but I think that's more because it happens from the 1st until the 6th of May. It is Oxford's annual celebration of science, music and the arts, with dozens of popular science lectures and concerts, sometimes one and the same thing, as you will find out, going on right across the city. Well, I say right across the city, in the Holywell Music Room and the Sheldonian Theatre.
So only those two venues?
I believe so. But still, you know, two very nice venues.
Yeah, nice and close to each other as well. You can probably fit in the whole programme just to-ing and fro-ing.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because there are actually, if you happen to be aged 8 to 25, hello all our 8-year-old listeners, you can get free tickets to many, possibly all, of the events going on, subject to availability. But so it's really great. Do check out the programme, because they have some amazing events outlined.
And some big people, haven't they got Brian Cox?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, if I had to pick just one event out of the programme to go to, I would head to the Sheldonian Theatre on Thursday evening, because you can hear an illustrated talk by Professor Brian Cox of both physics and D-Ream fame. Am I pronouncing that right, or should that just be dream? But he'll be talking about the planets of the solar system, and he'll be accompanied by Holst's The Planets Suite, performed by two fantastic concert pianists. Do you see what they did there?
Yeah. Remix.
Yeah. It's basically live Fantasia, which is a cracking film.
Probably a little bit less scary.
Oh, I know, it's terrifying.
Mind blowing, but not kind of
nightmare.
Bits
where the dinosaurs die in the fiery explosions. But anyway, for a full list of events in Oxford May Music, head to oxfordmaymusic.co.uk. What have you got for us? Another festival?
I've got another festival. There's always a festival going on in Oxford. This one is called Digital Is Dead Festival, and it's being branded as a post-digital music festival. So I'm never too sure if we're in postmodernism or post-postmodernism or post-post-postmodernism.
Aren't these things just wrap back round to centre again? Can we be modernist again at any point? Or?
Well, we're still digital in a way, but this is about how the effect of digital music has changed the way we create music. So the festival is quite short. It's only 3 days, starting from Thursday the 2nd till Saturday the 4th of May. Mm-hmm. And it's comprised of evening gigs at Modern Art Oxford. And then on the last day, on Saturday, there's an afternoon discussion. And the festival has been organised by two Oxford graduates. So it's a completely new endeavour. Mm-hmm. And it's come about because of the whole digital takeover of the music industry. And it's wanting to explore how that's going to be affecting creating music. Mm-hmm. So the acts performing are mostly electronic, and they're apparently quite cutting edge, and they're travelling from quite far. We've got artists coming from Germany, Sweden and Canada to perform in Oxford. Yeah. So
we're an international hub?
Yes, so it's quite small, but at the same time it seems quite broad.
You could be in at the beginning of something big, listeners.
Yes.
If you just head along.
Yes, but it might not just be a one-off if it all takes off.
Imagine being at the first Glastonbury Festival. That would have been awesome. I mean, you know, not that I'm making comparisons, but I figure we could do with an international, you know, post-digital festival in Oxford.
Why not?
You don't sound convinced. All right, well, from me, I've got something not a million miles away from the earlier Brian Cox talk, actually, and about 15 miles away from Oxford. It's comedian Robin Ince, who will be at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. Robin's new show is called The Importance of Being Interested, and it's full of funny and fascinating science. I'm sorry, I sound like an infomercial, but, you know. He'll explain fun science facts like what eyebrows are for and why spaghetti always snaps into four pieces.
It's like those novelty books you get.
Novelty books.
There's so many novelty books now about what do elephants poo, or silly titles.
Yes,
and
I know.
They
why
just
do men have nipples?
All the weird things in life. But then this is obviously a bit more entertaining than maybe just a book.
I always assume those books are bought to be placed by the toilet because they're full of these little snippets which are just about the right length for you to enjoy while other affairs are taking place.
I think that was too much information.
It's just because of your sleep deprivation. You know, everyone else is laughing it up. But my
laughing it up. Now that's definitely not what anyone wants to hear.
Fortunately, we probably can't keep Robin Ince in your toilet. But anyway, you can hear him and his talk Friday, 8 p.m. in Didcot Cornerstone Arts Centre.
Next up, there's the Oxford Playhouse's latest Plays Out event.
I love these. They're so
they
good.
They are amazing. And it's a new production that they've developed completely from scratch for families and little ones. And it's all about bikes. It's called Bicycle Boy. Mm-hmm. And it's taking place at the Osney Mill Marina Garage, which is just down the canal off the Botley Road.
Ooh.
And it's got live music, including some really top-notch whistling, I've heard. And,
When did whistling start?
I can't whistle anymore. I used to be able to whistle. I can't even say whistle anymore.
Yeah.
I used to be able to whistle. I lost the power. So I'm a big fan of whistling, and I'm also a big fan of bikes, and there is a promise of pedal power technology in Bicycle Boy. And if you arrive on a bike, you get a free drink.
There we go.
So, pro bike people, you want to be there. It's Friday to Monday this weekend, and then Friday to Sunday next weekend. There's two performances on most days, so you need to check the Oxford Playhouse website. And if you haven't been to a Plays Out show, then you are really missing out.
Yeah.
Because they are just a really great way to bring theatre to other spaces. There was recently one in Modern Art Oxford and in the Youth Hostel on Botley Road. And whether they're made for kids or not, they're just a good experience, so worth going to.
Speaking of acts that might perhaps be appealing to kids and others, the Reduced Shakespeare Company are coming to Oxford this weekend. What are the Reduced Shakespeare Company, you may ask? Well, fortunately, we have an interview with one of their member in order to find out.
I'm talking now on the phone to Matt Rippey from the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Alwyn, and welcome to the Reduced, or at least one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
The Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Indeed, yes.
Could you just briefly give our listeners some idea of the sort of thing that the Reduced Shakespeare Company do? So just a sort of 60-second pitch.
So the Reduced Shakespeare Company is called the Reduced Shakespeare Company because our first magnum, or perhaps minimum opus, was the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, which is all 37 of Shakespeare's plays and 104 sonnets to boot, reduced into 97 minutes.
97 minutes?
Which,
wow.
97 minutes, I know, right? That's no easy task.
Yeah.
But we decided that our remit was to take long, boring subjects and reduce them into short, sharp comedies. And Shakespeare would certainly approve. We're trying to make him current and relevant and bring him into the 21st century, baby. Yeah.
That's a pretty lofty claim, especially as I think we all acknowledge that you've given away. You are clearly from America. Is it America, Canada?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, we're an American troop.
Have you received any antagonism at all, or is it very much everyone's taking it in the lighthearted spirit which it's intended?
Luckily, I think the lighthearted spirit, because I think what people understand is that we only do this because we love Shakespeare and recognize that ultimately he is by far the greatest inventor, creative mind operating within the English language of all time.
For all age ranges, this is then the modern take on Shakespeare for the kids as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, technically, if you're a scholar, if you know and love your Shakespeare, then you will like our show. If you don't know Shakespeare and you hate Shakespeare, then you will love our show. So I'd like to think that we are appealing, like Shakespeare, to a broad spectrum of the ticket-buying public.
From the groundling to the expensive seats at the back, yeah, the Royal Box.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, perhaps in Oxford this will be your springboard to an even wider audience. But anyway, the Reduced Shakespeare Company are going to be in the Oxford Playhouse on Friday the 3rd of May. You can buy tickets from www.oxfordplayhouse.com. And Matt Rippey, thank you so much for talking to us. Matt Rippey from Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Fantastic. So you can see them on Friday at 8 p.m. in the Oxford Playhouse. I personally think they sound absolutely hysterical.
I think you're going to have to keep up. You need to be processing. Don't be in my state when you go see this.
Yeah, she, mind you, I should point out, it's not like you've come to work, you know, drunk or anything, you know.
Just a little bit out of it. On Saturday, there's a gig at the O2. It's Gaz Coombs, who, according to the BBC, is one of Oxford's most successful musicians.
Well, it must be true then.
Exactly. He's the ex-frontman of Supergrass, the rock band which originated in Wheatley in Oxford in the 1990s.
Very famous.
But having left Supergrass a few years ago, he's recorded his debut album, apparently again in Oxford, and he's been doing a small tour gigging his album this year. And a fun fact you might also want to know is that he's at the Truck Festival, and we've got a little bit more about the Truck Festival to tell you later, but stay tuned. But before then, he is Saturday at the O2 performing as part of BBC Introducing's Gig Night. Following from that, he's then doing a DJ set at the Propaganda Club Night. And if you buy a ticket to the gig, then you can get into Propaganda free.
Right.
And that's Saturday at the O2 Academy.
I like it when Oxford musicians who make it big stay in and around Oxford, you know, not like some we could mention, Radioheads.
Well, he also had Spring Offensive, I think, supporting him on some of his shows, and they're another Oxford band. So I think there is a kind of Oxford band stick together ethos being promoted, which I think is very good.
Good. What else might you have for us in the way of more arts?
Arts. Moving on to the arts. Mm. Oxfordshire Art Weeks begins this Saturday, and it's running all the way until the end of the month, ending on Monday the 27th of May.
So a whole month of art.
A whole month of art.
More art than you can shake a paintbrush at.
It's, in fact, the oldest event of this kind across the country, and it was founded in 1981, and the founders were inspired by an American event of a similar kind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got quite an interesting history. And it is a really major event in Oxford, but whilst being quite a big deal, it's got a really nice casual feel to it. It's all about artists opening up their studios to the public and people finding and seeing art exhibitions here, there and everywhere.
We really do mean everywhere. Like, I've really enjoyed previous Art Weeks, but you're honestly hard-pressed to avoid it, frankly. Not that you'd want to, but, you know, you see these... I think they have these fun blue banners, don't they, which hang up everywhere, which is a venue. And like a Fringe Festival, you know, you'll walk into a shop and suddenly there'll be an art exhibition
any,
in the corner.
Any open door will probably lead you to some art.
Or Narnia. Keep hoping, kids.
So you can meet artists in their studios and learn about their work or take part in demonstrations. And there's also lots of special events like talks and tours, adult workshops and children activities. Mm-hmm. So there's so much happening over quite a good spread of time. So you really cannot miss out on it.
Nope. If you want to find out where nearby you might have some of this art, I would head to www.artweeks.org for the full listings. And finally, we have another fantastic festival. God, we're absolutely swimming in them, aren't we? Just a look ahead to the weekend of the 17th of May, when Wood Festival, we mentioned it last week, but we just thought we'd mention it again because it is genuinely fantastic. It's on the weekend of the 17th, 18th and 19th of May. It's at Braziers Park in Oxfordshire, and it is a lovely, fairly hippie-ish, but kind of relaxed music and crafts and eco festival, all renewable energy, pedal-powered, composting toilets, very family-friendly. If you fancy something relaxed and chilled and aren't into buying art, then head along this 17th.
There will be art.
There will almost certainly be art. Possibly hand paintings
or
something.
Do not turn away
like
people who want to buy art.
I would hate to exclude listeners who happen to be both hippies and enjoy your art collection.
And as mentioned previously, we are currently running a competition on our website.
Mm-hmm.
You can win 2 free tickets to Truck Festival.
We've got our hands on some.
Another festival.
Yeah.
This one a little bit later, and it's one of Oxford's most popular and fun festivals. And the way to enter the competition is really, really easy. You just have to tweet us at Daily Info Oxford with the hashtag DITruck and a monster summer, and just tell us who you're most looking forward to seeing. Mm-hmm. There's also a page on our website which you can enter mm-hmm. through as well.
You have to tell us who you're looking forward to seeing at Truck. So do check out the fantastic lineup. I know who I've got my money on, but genuinely, they do look really good. They've got Ash, they've got Scroobius Pip versus Dan Lassac, a fantastic double act. I love those guys.
We've got Gaz Coombs.
Gaz Coombs, indeed, who you can check out at O2 on Saturday night, I believe we may have mentioned. It's very simple, very easy. Just you get on your social media and win 2 free tickets to probably the best Oxfordshire festival. Anyway, this has been Daily Info's Oxcast, our special 1st of May edition. I've been Alwyn Collinson.
I've been a mess.
a mess Higgins. If you want more of us, you can subscribe to this podcast.
You can indeed.
Yes.
Tell us how.
No, we've discovered that this is an option with some slight surprise. But yeah, so go to dailyinfo.co.uk/podcast and click subscribe there, or go into your iTunes and subscribe there. You know, it's all good, it's all easy. Or follow us
on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, mm-hmm. or like our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just search in Facebook Daily Info Oxford.
And if you hate innovation and fun, just go to our website www.dailyinfo.co.uk, where you can find all these listings, more listings, fabulous photos of May Day, our truck competition. There's nothing you could dislike.